Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
I'm your host, Alex. We didn't go live.
Here is a sneak peek at the new head-to-head TV show I'm doing with Jesse Ventura.
Energy dependency is always a big thing. Look at wars. How do they fight wars? One of the major things they do is cut off the energy in whatever form it is to the particular country you're going to war with. We did it with the Japanese in World War II. We embargoed, they couldn't get any oil. We would have been even more successful against the Germans in World War II, except the Germans had already figured out how to create synthetic oil. And by the way, in the German synthetic oil, there was no fossil fuel used. So I question whether oil is actually a fossil fuel. I don't believe that it is. I think that's made up in which to get people to believe so that they can control the pricing then that there's only a finite amount of it. The Keystone Pipeline isn't pushing us towards energy independence at all. All it is doing is going to make huge money for the oil companies as they export that oil out of the United States. The simple way to look at it, if Keystone was going to provide oil for us, they'd be loading it into trucks. But what are they doing? Keystone is going down to the Gulf of Mexico, and it is being loaded onto tanker ships. So unless them ships are heading to L.A. or San Francisco, say goodbye to all that oil from Keystone. It's heading to China. There's your key to it right there. If it was coming to us, it would be loaded onto trucks, and you wouldn't have to build a pipeline all the way to the Gulf. But because they need to load it onto ships, the pipeline goes to the Gulf to put it on ships. So the oil companies can make big money over in China. We use so much oil, the United States of America, there is no way that we can provide it for ourselves without seeking it in other countries and other places throughout the world. Okay? And that's the way I see it.
What is energy dependence? Well, it's basically slavery. We are slaves to oxygen. We have to have it. Plants are slaves to carbon dioxide. If you go back to the most ancient form of warfare, practiced for more than 6,000 years, it's siege. Shut off a city's water, shut off their food. So through oil dependence in the last 100 plus years, Standard Oil and the Saudi Arabians today, we are slaves to OPEC and the cartels that control oil. And so they've done everything they can to block the development of independent, renewable new forms of energy like solar, wind. The problem is the very same system has allowed the few innovations that have been made to be corrupted, and wind power farms and solar systems that have been built by government have just turned into inefficient boondoggles for the establishment so that they can basically make the new clean energy systems fail to discredit it. We're seeing right now Saudi Arabia and others try to bankrupt Russia and independent U.S. oil producers by driving down prices. So there's also a lot of manipulation within the oil market itself. But when you begin to research artificial energy dependence, you're really hitting at the heart of how the globalists control our planet today. And that's why I encourage people to develop their own solar systems at their home that's off the grid. Government encourages certain solar systems or wind systems that are hooked directly into the grid and the system and are highly regulated. What we need is truly independent off-the-grid systems like Jesse Ventura has set up in Baja, Mexico. I'm Alex Jones, head-to-head with Jesse Ventura.
This is an idea that Jesse's post had, and I like it. Once a week, he'll take 2 minutes, and I'll take 2 minutes, and we won't look at each other's video. And then we just sandwich them together to see if we agree or disagree. And then when he comes back on the radio show, we can debate things we disagree about or flesh out things we agree about. And it's surprising how much we did agree on and the angles we went with. because I did not look at it. He did not look at my video. They sent it to us. We sandwiched it together. And there you go. Jesse Ventura is joining us.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we're live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here, Lord willing, for the next 3 hours. There is so much to get into today. It really is over the top how fast the globalists are moving on every single front. From internet to ObamaNet. The Wall Street Journal. Here are the type of headlines that are out today. Future of the entire internet at stake. FCC chief presses to release new web rules. The regs will, quote, make the net as slow as in Europe. Isn't that just special? Meanwhile, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, has come out and testified before Congress today, this morning, saying that she does not want the Fed audited and they continue to plan to have zero interest rates for the establishment, not for the general public, into the foreseeable future. So free money for the elite and the insiders, but basically nobody else.
There's the CNBC headline of your TV viewer. I strongly oppose audit, the Fed, Yellen says. And that ties into this article that's up on Infowars.com. 14 signs that most Americans are flat broke and totally unprepared for the coming economic crisis. And you can have arguments about whether it's a year away or 5 years away. It's already here when 4 out of 10 Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. And if they have one unforeseen emergency bill, they're bankrupted. We are net debtors now in this country. And only the establishment is standing to gain from all of this. That's coming up. We've got some good news. Montana House Judiciary Committee pushes back against Agenda 21. We're going to be breaking that down. We've got some other positive news. Record U.S. farmers switching. A record number of U.S. farmers are switching to non-GMO crops in 2015. Continue to vote with your dollar. An Infowars.com story with the Department of Agriculture's own numbers. But here's the bad news. 75% of air and rain samples contain Monsanto's Roundup. Biotech isn't just tainting the food supply. We're going to break that down. Secret TSA program quizzes travelers returning to the U.S., but illegal aliens are let in with no quiz and no ID. Federal agency interviews Americans abroad before allowing them to fly home. It's all about letting the slaves know that they better give up all their liberties and learn to behave like prisoners. Scare tactics or possible threat. Last time Homeland Security was threatened with budget cuts, America suffered a terror attack. That, of course, was the Boston bombing. Threat advisories have been circulated about a possible terror attack on the Mall of America in Minnesota, as you know, since the weekend, right as their budget's up. And Jay Johnson came out, of course, a few days ago and said, hey, if you don't want the Mall to get hit, you need to go ahead and up our funding. While they leave the borders wide open, I mean, terrorists could randomly attack a restaurant, randomly attack a train station, randomly attack anything, a PTA meeting. The idea that we need Homeland Security everywhere to protect every, quote, soft target inside the country when the borders are wide open, except for citizens. Citizens dutifully have their laptops downloaded, their cell phones downloaded, or asked all these questions, harassed, your bags are dug through. But, oh, you're coming in out of Mexico and you walk over and say, I have no ID. They just wave you right through. And I witnessed this 5-6 years ago in Texas and in California at airports flying around internally in the U.S. And then last year it came out in mainstream news that indeed there's memos and TSA is told, let them fly without IDs. I mean, this is a joke. It has nothing to do with stopping terrorism. It's all about dominating and controlling the American people. We're going to get into that report as well. James O'Keefe, of course, came out yesterday and said he was afraid for his life out of scores of huge reports and stories that he has broken. Well, now he's released the report, and it's on drudgereport.com out of the New York Post and other publications. It's Garner, the man who was choked to death by police in New York, daughter on Sharpton, says he's all about the money. And it's basically a collection of videos exposing the people of New York don't like Sharpton. Some people say, you went up against Obama, you brought down Akin, you've been arrested, you've done all these big stories. Why would you be scared, O'Keefe, of Sharpton? Well, you don't live in New York like O'Keefe does. People that have gone up against Sharpton end up getting burned alive, end up getting stabbed. I mean, he is a gangster and an FBI informant and a coke dealer. So he's kind of the king of Harlem. And that's why whenever we had Pastor Manning on a month or so ago with his initiative to get Sharpton fired off MSNBC for all of his activities, that I said, boy, that takes a lot of cojones because Sharpton's a very dangerous individual. Some people kind of shrugged their shoulders and said, you know, what's the big deal, O'Keefe? Well, O'Keefe's never put out tweets before saying, I fear for my life on this. Believe me, I'd fear for my life bringing down Akin. He's been arrested. He's been thrown in jail. He's been accused of wiretapping in Louisiana. And this guy's earned his bones in the press over and over again. So I respect the fact that he's probably got some threats coming through. We're working to get him on the show sometime this week, if not today or tomorrow, to get the inside scoop on what's happening on that from the Veritas Project director. That's a model of grassroots media and really just an example of how to counter these people. So those reports are up on drudgereport.com as well, including our Infowars.com article on James O'Keefe, I'm Afraid for My Life. If you want to read those actual quotes and more. Jesse Ventura joins us in about 15, 20 minutes from now. Jesse had the idea a few months ago for once a week for him to shoot a video on a topic or for me to shoot a video on a topic. Either one of us could come up with a topic. And then he sends us 2 minutes, and then we produce 2 minutes without watching his video, but on the subject that is mentioned. And then we put the two videos together so that it's a real, not even so much debate. Sometimes it'll be a debate. Sometimes it'll be a head-scratcher. Sometimes it'll be something that spurs thought. And it's kind of exciting. I mean, I like the idea because you don't know what the other person's views are exactly on, say, energy dependence. So Ventura sent us his 2 minutes, and Josh back there, the video editor, he looked at it, and I didn't watch the video, didn't tell me what the video was about. He said, oh, he talks about Keystone and some other stuff. That was it. Next time, I won't even be told that. And I didn't really even get into Keystone. So I went and shot my 2 minutes, and at my house, and then we slap the two together. And that's going to be head-to-head that he'll air on his show, and then we'll also air here. And then when he occasionally comes on the broadcast, we can further discuss those. I'm going to air the first installment. It's only 5 minutes long total with a 30-second intro and outro, 4 minutes of content. We're going to air that at the bottom of the hour as Ventura joins us. And the full video is on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I think it's very, very interesting we agreed on so much and brought up different angles that really just complemented each other. Because you'll notice when you hear Ventura, it's not an establishment left or right talking point. Same thing with us. We're just going off how energy really works. And a lot of people say, well, I'm not into energy or I don't know energy stocks. Why would I care? Energy is everything. We're not going to just talk about energy today. We're going to talk about police violence in this country. And is it an epidemic or is it the fact that social media is showing the bad examples, creating that perception, and what's the end game there? We're going to look at the different wars, the economy, Obama, the future of the Internet, and so much more with Jesse Ventura coming up at the bottom of the hour. Now, before I go any further, here are some of the headlines on Infowars.com. FCC or ex-FCC chief shocked by feds attempting to regulate the Internet. And they're doing it under the guise of protecting it under net neutrality, so they've got to bring in all these anti-free speech, SOPA, and CISPA rules. Video, barbaric sheriff's deputy drags woman through courthouse by shackled feet. There's just an epidemic of these videos. And we could fill the entire show with just the craziest stuff. Cupcake cop, pepper sprays grandmother in the face, dislocates her shoulder. It's like a gladiatorial event. FBI cops raid Republic of Texas meeting. Fingerprint members seize cell phones and computers. Secret TSA program quizzes travelers returning to the U.S. Gotta love how it's secret. Eric Garner's daughter on Al Sharpton, he's all about the money. Just mentioned that. And the good news that I'll cover in the next segment, record number of U.S. farmers switching to non-GMO crops in 2015. But then how that ties into the bad news, that's just some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that we'll be covering today. Another report as well, feds fear patriots, not murdering terrorists. I'm Alex Jones, your host, Infowars.com. and PrisonPlanet.com are our main websites. The subscription TV site is PrisonPlanet.tv. But, hey, you need not be a subscriber if you just want to see the radio show / TV show that's simulcast. Go to Infowars.com/show. You can find the free audio and video feeds to pass on to friends and family.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Every move you make, every breath you take, your taxpayer money is paying for illegal spying on you and your family. But meanwhile, the New York Post reports, despite the fact that billions with a B, has been spent since 9/11 on, quote, added surveillance and security systems in the rotten apple, cops can't catch gang that has stolen 73 ATMs. They drive it with a truck, tie up to it, jerk it out of the wall, and drag it off. When you go to New York City, there's just police almost on every corner, but they can't stop whoever's done this. Probably an inside job connected to that famously corrupt police department. The bigger the police state, the less safe we all are. And in the end, the police state always is used to rob what's left of the people's wealth, and that's now happening. Snow on the ground in 48 states. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But first, speaking of the police state, Jay Johnson, I mentioned this, but let's play the clip. America needs to be vigilant about Mall of America threat. He also goes on to say on CNN, all the more reason why I need a budget. That's right. Homeland Security over every federal agency. And then now they need more money to keep us safe from the imminent jihadi attack on malls, which really might happen. They brought in so many North African jihadis that they let them fly out of the U.S. and England and Europe to fight all over the Middle East. Our government's funding them. You bet. They may not have to cook up some group to do this. They've got enough crazies to do it, and then it'll be, well, the answer's taking all your guns. Well, there's a problem. ABC News reported this last year, and it was also reported back in 2013. After Westgate, Interpol chief ponders armed citizenry. Ronald Noble asked if Nairobi massacre would have ended sooner in pro-gun states. So the common sense cannot be suppressed forever. Let's go to Jay Johnson terrorizing the public and fear-mongering about terror attacks, saying, give me more funding. Let's go to that clip.
And I just want to read you one more thing on this. This is a statement from the Mall of America today. Mall of America is aware of a threatening video that was released, which included a mention and images of the mall. We take any potential threat seriously and respond appropriately. We have implemented extra security precautions. Uh-huh. Some may be noticeable to guests and others won't. What are you telling Americans who might be planning a trip to the mall this Sunday?
What we're telling the public in general is you've got to be vigilant. We just revamped our If You See Something, Say Something campaign at the Super Bowl.
Well, I see tyrants.
Month. And so public engagement, public awareness
I see crooks.
Is critical. Americans should still feel that they are free to associate. They are free to go to public gatherings. But it's critical that we have public awareness and public participation in our efforts.
Are they safe in going to the Mall of America today? If you want to go take your kids to the Mall of America?
I would say that if anyone is planning to go to the Mall of America today, they've got to be particularly careful. And as the statement you read indicates, there will be enhanced security there that will be apparent to people who
federal
go there.
Federal security as well?
There will be enhanced security there.
Federal.
But public vigilance, public awareness, and public caution in situations like this is particularly important. And it's the environment we're in, frankly. And it's all the more reason why I need a budget.
And then it just cuts. It's from CNS News. Grab that clip. CNSNews.com. This is just amazing. They train, they arm Al-Qaeda/ISIS. They admit ISIS is Al-Qaeda. They let them get funding. Saudi Arabia's involved. Turkey's involved. Israel's involved. The U.S. is involved. All of this to topple Syria. And then when it blows back, they say, you do have to be careful. It is dangerous. Well, statistically, we talk about it. Honeybees kill over 200 people a year. Terrorism doesn't here in the United States. So what if it's a real threat? Since when does Land of the Free, Home of the Brave even cower with some police state chief up there going, we need more funding, and we're going to have a federal presence, and we're going to be there, and more security. Some you'll see, some you won't, to keep you safe. When the threat is the big, giant, out-of-control government. This is the same federal government that has completely opened our borders outside of law and is legalizing tens of millions of illegals, many of them aggravated felons, and releasing them when local police arrest them. ICE won't even come pick up rapists, armed robbers, and arsonists. On record. But they will sit there and, in hushed voices, the threat's very serious. If you go to Mall of America, you've got to really watch it. This is so transparent. The threat is you people. You know, the ones that ship guns into Mexico in a false flag to demonize the Second Amendment. You people are caught red-handed, and you're disgusting. The same ones fear-mongering. Global warming's real, and we've got to pay global carbon taxes or we're all dead. I went and saw Kingsman, The Secret Service, last night. It's like my show again. It's like every movie is this show now. Global government wants to exterminate everybody except the elite. It's like
we're on the march.
Part two.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Energy dependency is always a big thing. Look at wars. How do they fight wars? One of the major things they do is cut off the energy in whatever form it is to the particular country you're going to war with. We did it with the Japanese in World War II. We embargoed, they couldn't get any oil. We would have been even more successful against the Germans in World War II, except the Germans had already figured out how to create synthetic oil. And by the way, in the German synthetic oil, there was no fossil fuel used. So I question whether oil is actually a fossil fuel. I don't believe that it is. I think that's made up in which to get people to believe so that they can control the pricing then that there's only a finite amount of it. The Keystone Pipeline isn't pushing us towards energy independence at all. All it is doing is going to make huge money for the oil companies as they export that oil out of the United States. The simple way to look at it, if Keystone was going to provide oil for us, they'd be loading it into trucks. But what are they doing? Keystone is going down to the Gulf of Mexico, and it is being loaded onto tanker ships. So unless them ships are heading to L.A. or San Francisco, say goodbye to all that oil from Keystone. It's heading to China. There's your key to it right there. If it was coming to us, it would be loaded onto trucks, and you wouldn't have to build a pipeline all the way to the Gulf. But because they need to load it onto ships, the pipeline goes to the Gulf to put it on ships so the oil companies can make big money over in China. We use so much oil, the United States of America, there is no way that we can provide it for ourselves without seeking it in other countries and other places throughout the world. Okay? And that's the way I see it.
What is energy dependence? Well, it's basically slavery. We are slaves to oxygen. We have to have it. Plants are slaves to carbon dioxide. If you go back to the most ancient form of warfare, practiced for more than 6,000 years, it's siege. Shut off a city's water, shut off their food. So through oil dependence in the last 100 plus years, Standard Oil and the Saudi Arabians today, we are slaves to OPEC and the cartels that control oil. And so they've done everything they can to block the development of independent, renewable new forms of energy like solar, wind. The problem is the very same system has allowed the few innovations that have been made to be corrupted, and wind power farms and solar systems that have been built by government have just turned into inefficient boondoggles for the establishment so that they can basically make the new clean energy systems fail to discredit it. We're seeing right now Saudi Arabia and others try to bankrupt Russia and independent U.S. oil producers by driving down prices. So there's also a lot of manipulation within the oil market itself. But when you begin to research artificial energy dependence, you're really hitting at the heart of how the globalists control our planet today. And that's why I encourage people to develop their own solar systems at their home that's off the grid. Government encourages certain solar systems or wind systems that are hooked directly into the grid and the system and are highly regulated. What we need is truly independent off-the-grid systems like Jesse Ventura has set up in Baja, Mexico. I'm Alex Jones, head-to-head with Jesse Ventura.
I think that really turned out well, and we've got Jesse Ventura joining us for the next 50 minutes or so live from Baja, Mexico. Amazing Skype connection, despite the fact that he's down there, and he's got some amazing stories to tell. But his crew had the idea that periodically, every month or so, Jesse will take 2 minutes. He did it in one take. I did mine in one take as well, exactly 2 minutes. And then we sandwich them together. And I think we pretty much agreed from different angles on that piece. Jesse was just saying during the break, he thinks it'll be a real debate when we talk about illegal immigration. In fact, we can probably not save that for that. We can debate that today here as well. But we're going to cover the waterfront with Jesse. You can find this piece. It airs over at aura.tv/off-the-grid or twitter.com/govjventura. And Facebook /official Jesse Ventura. We have those all linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And you can follow us, of course, at Real Alex Jones and on our different Facebook channels that are listed. What I know about Jesse Ventura, getting to know him over now, it's hard to believe, like 8-9 years, is that he's the real deal. And even though we disagree on probably 30% of the issues, it doesn't matter because at least he's an honorable guy. He stands up for basic liberty. I'd call him a libertarian. He's an anti-establishment party guy. You've heard him here many times. And the system is attacking him and demonizing him and misrepresenting what he says and what he stands for more and more because they're scared of him. And that's why they did the fake thing where he got basically arrested by the police in California at the airport or whatever. Didn't never happen. Wasn't true. He was in Minnesota. Or the police had stopped him and it was a confrontation, made up. Or the whole American Sniper thing, which is now unraveling and, you know, coming out that the movies basically has nothing to do with reality. Why would they try to put him in that book? And I'm sure if Ventura hadn't threatened to sue, probably in the movie. It's because the establishment is really going after him and anybody else that they know they don't control. Because Jesse Ventura, and we're going to get to all the issues with him, but for new listeners, we have a lot of new affiliates. I know he's been demonized and attacked. Wouldn't go for the war when he had a top-rated show back when MSNBC had tens of millions of viewers. So for 3 years, he was gagged from speaking and played out his contract. Because, and of course, Donahue had some of the top ratings in cable. And they fired him because he wouldn't go along with the war. So that's why I admire Jesse Ventura, is because he wouldn't sell out to the establishment. And he's a maverick, just like InfoWars is, and that's the spirit of what we try to do here. But overall, I don't think you'd seen that head-to-head piece yet. You just heard it, Jesse. What'd you think of it?
I think it worked very well, Alex. You know, we both made our points. Like you said, we came from at it from slightly different angles. But I think we both realize the importance of energy independence and that we have to achieve it. And what I've been pushing people very hard on is the fact that oil is old energy. Oil is old. We need to start looking new. We need to start looking beyond. I remember when I met with the scientist John Hutchinson, and he looked at me at the end of our meeting, and he said something to me. He said, "Do you really believe that scientists like me, since 1945, haven't discovered anything beyond the jet engine?" And I looked at him and said, "No, John, I would think in 50 years of time, you have discovered something better than the jet engine." I remember John smiled and said, "How long do you think it would take to go to New York to L.A. if you didn't have to deal with gravity?" And just smiled at me.
Well, and
the point I'm making, Alex, is that we need to start looking to the future. Enough of this oil stuff. Oil is old news. It's energy new. It's let's move into the new century with a new outlook on energy and start putting our resources towards finding it.
Let's get into energy first, because we know that, I remember in the 70s, Chevy had a carburetor that would get you 100 miles to the gallon. I know that the SR-71 Blackbird in service in 1951, they still say is the fastest airplane in the world, when, as you said, the Germans invented jets, the Nazis did, in 1943. So for them to sit around and claim that what we're seeing is the latest, greatest, when the federal government admits that they are trying to block, quote, disruptive technologies, well, they mean disruptive to the grandsons and granddaughters of the robber barons that pretty much run a monopoly system worldwide.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, and I agree wholeheartedly, Alex. It's time, you know. One thing about, you know, when I did the 3 years of conspiracy theory, you know, it kind of labeled me and all that by the mainstream media. But I'll tell you, I learned a lot of stuff and talked to a lot of very, very interesting people in doing the three seasons of conspiracy theory. And, you know, it really broadened my outlook on a lot of things, doing it and hearing things from a different point of view and hearing people that were not in the mainstream. So it was a great learning experience, and we were happy to have you on board for a few of those episodes. What did we used to refer to you again from Starsky and Hutch? Who was the black character again?
Huggy Bear.
Huggy Bear, yeah. Remember, we used to call you Huggy Bear.
Well, I really enjoyed doing the show as well, and it didn't matter it got top ratings. They actually censored some of the more hardcore episodes that dealt with continuity of government. Now they admit plans for civil unrest. Now, just in the last 3 years since that episode aired on the police state, they admit the surveillance grid. They admit the threat fusion centers are federalization spy centers. They admit that they're training for gun confiscation. They admit that they're set up an internet kill switch, a Wall Street Journal, from internet to ObamaNet. So do you feel vindicated, A, and then B, well, Jesse, why do you think so much is coming out now?
Alex, I kind of want people to refer to me now as the prophet.
Well, yeah, well, sure. I guess we've all been warning people.
I mean, I got to laugh because the very things. How about the redacted stuff on 9/11? I remember going through utter hell because I was questioning there had to be more to 9/11.
You went to Congress. You pointed out the Saudi connection. You talked to the experts. Absolutely. That 9/11 episode is incredible, and now it's all just out in the open.
Yeah, now it's in the open, and everything that we were saying back then is coming to be the truth. How about the places when they took me to Kansas and they took me to these old missile sites where they're building the underground condominiums? That hit mainstream a couple months ago that indeed it's happening, and it's this and that, and you can buy into them. I think for $1.3 million you can have a condominium, and we covered that in the show years ago. So I'm sitting back laughing, going, you know, conspiracy theory really was ahead of its time, wasn't it?
And that's a problem they have, Jesse. Again, Governor Jesse Ventura joins us. Looking at this whole situation, we see CNBC, MSNBC getting rid of a bunch of their crew. MSNBC, CNN's ratings are literally collapsed. It's non-existent. From their great days. Fox is slumping as well, but not comparatively. But mainstream media itself is in decline while alternative new media is exploding. What do you expect the establishment's move to be? Well, obviously, they're going to try to censor the Internet, and they've got experts in the news today saying this new FCC takeover of the web, to, quote, protect it, will totally screw it up and bring censorship, Governor.
Well, and that's what we've got to fight against. The way they ought to do it is they should move their shows over to the Internet and let those that want to see them, see them. You know, ultimately, everything comes down to the public's choice. I remember when there used to be all the talk on censorship and what kids should see when I was governor and what they shouldn't see. And I remember always telling people, there's something called the on-off switch, and there's something called you can change the channel.
That's right.
And ultimately, that's what it comes down to, is personal responsibility and personal viewership. If mainstream media is not delivering what the public wants and needs, the public's going to look other places for it, and you would think they would adapt. So the adaptation has to come from them, because as you said, Alex, we're winning. We're gaining and we're winning. And so they've got to adapt to it. Now, if they do it the honest way, they'll get into our type of media and try to win people over. Or they'll do it the dishonest way, and that is paying off the politicians, legislating, and bringing the government into it to censor us. So I kind of vote they'll make the move to the second alternative, not the first one, although they should take the first option first.
Undoubtedly. I mean, it's now here, bipartisan Republicans and Democrats working together, from Internet to ObamaNet, and we've got the former FCC chief saying he's shocked by Fed's attempts, the article's on screen, to regulate Internet. The order goes far beyond protecting net neutrality. What a perfect cover, though. Say you're going to protect net neutrality that most of us support, and, you know, keeping it open and free, but then actually using it to bring in SOPA and CISPA-style controls.
See, Alex, you know what how I saw through that? They have already got plenty antitrust laws on the books. All they have to do is apply laws that existed before the Internet. Antitrust laws were here before the Internet. All they need, they don't need to pass any new controls. Just apply antitrust laws to the Internet. Don't let one or two corporations take it over in a monopoly. It's no different than any other business out there.
Well, Jesse, that's what they always do.
Pass these new laws. They've got laws in place, Alex.
Well, you know that trick as a former mayor and then a governor of a major state, where they won't fill the potholes and then they'll demand more taxes to fix that when they just wasted a huge budget. It's the exact same thing. They say ISIS and Al-Qaeda are allowed to recruit on Facebook and Twitter, so pass laws to censor everybody's free speech. Well, I get censored on Facebook and Twitter for just peaceful speech. Your TV shows have been erased off TiVo and off Time Warner. You've been openly censored. I've been openly censored. They've censored Navy SEALs families questioning the official story of their deaths in the bin Laden raid. So they're already censoring stuff that shouldn't be censored. So these claims that we need new laws to stop ISIS recruiting, they're letting ISIS recruit. I want to segue into that. You were on a year ago, 2 years ago, every time you've been on. And you can go back to the internet if you want first. And you talked about how it's a false flag. They're funding ISIS. They're funding Al-Qaeda. This is all staged. It's going to be a wider war. Now, again, that's all official. We're being told brace for the malls to be attacked, a Mall of America where you're from up there, Minneapolis, St. Paul. And then Jay Johnson says, or give me more funding, I can keep you safe. How transparent does that have to get?
Well, the whole thing, I'll go back into history. Let's go back to the Iraq War and put blame where it belongs, which is what you never hear out of our country. One thing about the United States you can bank on and take it home. We will never admit to a mistake. We will never admit that we made the wrong move. And the wrong move I'm talking about was the original invasion of Iraq. Going back to that. Do you think for one minute ISIS would exist today if Saddam were alive? Do you think ISIS would exist if Gaddafi were alive?
No.
Those countries over there can only survive having a dictator, someone with a powerful position to keep the peace and keep everything in line. The United States invades the country. Gaddafi gets taken out. We take out Saddam. It throws the whole thing into unrest. It throws the whole thing up into the wind, which I have to believe, Alex, was their intention. They wanted to make the Middle East unstable.
By the way, Wesley Clark just came out. I don't know if you've seen this clip down in Mexico. It just came out 2 days ago. In fact, try to cue it up, guys, for later. He said that Western governments are behind a destabilization campaign, and he's basically seen the documents, just like he exposed the seven-country plan that they plan to invade.
Yeah, no, I can't believe that this isn't all part of the grand master plan to keep the place unstable so that we will be at perennial war.
That's right.
And the only way to keep us at perennial war is to bring the war home with these threats that ISIS is going to attack us in America. They're going to attack us in America, so therefore we need to fight them over there. It goes back to Smedley Butler. War is a racket, and we're sure involved in the biggest racket of all right now, and that's these wars in the Middle East. We can solve them all. ISIS won't be a problem. Let's do what Ronald Reagan did. Let's do what Ronald Reagan did when the car bomb attacked the Marines in Lebanon and killed 100 brave Marines over there. Did Ronald Reagan go to war? No. Ronald Reagan got the hell out of there.
Yeah, let people kill each other. That's not
today,
our issue.
Well, today it's called cutting and running. Ronald Reagan, the pinnacle of the Republican Party, cut and ran. But I agree with Ronald Reagan. He made the right decision. Let's make the right decision and get the hell out of there. Let them decide for themselves who's going to govern who over there. It's so unstable now. It's a regional thing, and we got no business over there, Alex.
Well, the plan is destabilization, just like Ukraine. It's the same global chessboard. You know, you've read Brzezinski's book, Grand Chessboard. They admit this whole plan. That's what's so incredibly frustrating about that. But expanding on this, speaking of propaganda wars, you have spoken out, and I'd like you to elaborate on it. I don't know if you've seen American Sniper yet. I know you've read the book. For those that don't know.
No. The only part of that book I've read is my chapter. I didn't need to read anymore. Mine was completely fabricated, and I didn't care to read anymore. I have not seen the movie, and I've only read one chapter of the book.
Well, the movie, from what I know, I mean, and from what's admitted, is largely cobbled together truths and half-truths and then outright fabrications.
It's Hollywoodized, you know. They do it with a purpose. I put it into the best quote, I think, Alex. I said, it's a propaganda movie with the same, and it's as authentic as Dirty Harry.
Well, I know you're a big fan because a lot of times when we're hanging out, we've talked about. But you've told me you're a fan of Clint Eastwood.
Sure.
Has this changed your view, or do you just think Clint thought it was a neat book and wanted to make a war movie?
You know, I don't know what Clint, you know, Clint's in the business to make movies. That's what he does. It disappointed me that Clint did it, but, you know, it's not my, you know, Clint's going to do what he wants to do. But the point I make about it being Dirty Harry is this. Dirty Harry's a fabrication. You know, you can't go to San Francisco and look up Dirty Harry Callahan in their police and see that he was a police officer there, because he wasn't. And that's the point I made about the movie and the fact that Clint directed it. So it's a propaganda movie with as authentic as Dirty Harry, which means it's not authentic at all.
Absolutely. Right down to fake babies. Expanding on that, would you have been upset if they would have thrown in you getting beaten up in the movie?
That was one of the reasons it forced me into court. People need to understand this, that they would not talk about restoring my reputation. In the four settlement official settlement conferences we had, the Kyle side immediately stated, we won't admit the fabrication and we will do nothing to restore your reputation. We will only talk money. I refused, because this trial for me was not about money. It was about the truth and restoring my reputation. So they forced me to go to court. And yet mainstream media portrayed it, Alex, as you know, I was going after the widow and the children of the war hero. And you know what I'd like to say, Alex? Let's have fun with this for a moment. Let's go back, because I know you understand history well. And I'll quiz you on this. This will be a good one. Let's go back to the late 30s, early 40s, when Nazi Germany invaded Poland, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's go back to there. They invade Poland, they overthrow its government, they occupy them. During the occupation, they also torture Polish people, right?
The yes. Nazis.
Now, if a Nazi soldier during this invasion and occupation were to have killed 150 or 160 Polish people, a Nazi sniper, would that sniper be viewed as a hero?
By the Nazis he would, but not by the Allies.
Okay. Just wanted to hear your opinion on that. So in other words, a hero is in the eye of the beholder. So people of the United States are comfortable with the fact that we invaded a country, we occupied that country, and we tortured the people of that country. And during all of this, some of our women and men in the military doing their jobs killed vast amounts of people in that country. That makes them heroes?
Well, I'll say this. What would Americans do if we got invaded by a foreign army?
Yes.
We would fight back and we would be called terrorists.
And we would be called insurgents, and we'd be terrorists, and we'd be all, yeah, good point, Alex. What would happen hypothetically? That's phenomenal. If the United States were invaded and somebody from the invading side killed 150 of us, would that person be considered a hero?
Well, it's just the classic cowboy story of the Texan out there, you know, fighting, wanting to do it, you know, for his country, but not happy about killing people. We know from Kyle's own statements that he loved it. So that's my problem. Eastwood should have shown him, calling him, you know, ragheads and all these other racist terms. They should have shown him getting off on it. They should have shown all that and shown the real thing, not the other thing. And what's sad here is Saudi Arabia, we now know, quarterback 9/11. We go attack their enemy, Iraq. Iraq didn't do anything. And so that's what makes this so evil. Jesse, go ahead.
Exactly. I agree with you, Alex. You know, when I made the statement, I think I said it on Alan Combs' radio show, as a veteran, they destroyed my American dream with Iraq, because I never believed in my heart. And my mother and father were both WW2 vets. And I never believed in all my heart that I would see the United States line up our military at another sovereign nation's border, lie to us, giving us reasons why they should go in, that we would invade a country, overthrow its government, and occupy the country. And then, worst of all, torture people. And then nobody in this country will admit that what we did in Iraq was so wrong.
Jesse Ventura, stay there. We're back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The
experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.